The city of Springfield, Massachusetts may require all late-night businesses to have a police-approved security plan. Family and friends of a man shot dead at a 24-hour gas station earlier this year applaud the proposal. The city's law department has been asked to draft a licensing ordinance that could require gas stations, convenience stores, restaurants, hotels, and other businesses open past 11 p.m. to install surveillance cameras and lighting, potentially costing thousands of dollars. City Councilor Tom Ash, who chairs the council's Public Safety Committee, said once the ordinance is written, he plans to bring it before the committee and then to the full council for a vote.
We're happy that businesses have chosen Springfield. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep them, retain business. But again, our profound responsibility is to the safety of the public. And if that means that businesses who want to stay open after 11, it might cost them a little bit more money to do so. For the benefit of public safety, then I think that's a fair compromise.
City officials cannot estimate how many businesses might be impacted.
We see that there's a need for it across the board, and we're hoping that there's cooperation from the businesses. But we're going to do our end to make sure that, you know, we're stipulating that we think it's important. And so however that comes out of this, what the language might say in regards to the permitting process, that's what we're looking at now, and that's what we've asked the solicitor to do.
At a meeting of the Public Safety Committee Monday, Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri said requiring surveillance cameras and bright exterior lights at late-night businesses would deter crime.
And the goal would be, first and foremost, to make people feel safer by going there, and then to assist us if anything happened in regards to trying to real-time monitor problem areas and be more proactive as opposed to reactive, and certainly allow us to assist in the aftermath if anything occurs with either rapid arrests or first aid.
Barbieri pointed to the success of Project Greenlight in Detroit. The voluntary program began in January 2016 with 8 gas stations that agreed to pay between $4,000 and $6,000 to install high-definition cameras and lighting and coordinate a high-priority police response. Violent crime at the participating businesses is down 50%.
Obviously, from a public safety perspective, the signage, the cameras, the lighting, being part of a mandatory program is certainly more enticing for us. You know, our ultimate goal is not to respond and investigate. It's the hopes that nothing ever happens because of the actions we take ahead of time.
Lobbying for improved security at late-night businesses are community activists and the friends and family of the late Ivory Downey. The 36-year-old Springfield man was shot and killed in the early morning hours of May 11th after he stopped to buy gasoline and cigarettes at a 24-hour service station on North Main Street off Interstate 91. No arrests have been made for the murder. Tasha Clark, a cousin of Downey, said if cameras had been operational, the killing could have been solved or possibly prevented.
There's a probability that we probably have more answers than questions at this point. It could have helped the police in their investigation.
Vera Cage of the Community Coalition for Justice organized a vigil at the gas station earlier this month where participants called for additional security measures.
We realized that, you know, things needed to change to protect public safety, and we wanted to make sure that other people didn't run the risk, you know, of losing their life like Downey, Mr. Downey did back in May.
In 2015, 2 people were shot and wounded at the gas station during the early morning hours. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.